to start the hour by talking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, who joins us here in the studio. Hello. I was like talking with you before we started, and then we started laughing, and then I have to turn the microphone on. And so people listening out there are like, what is he laughing about? It's not.
No, it's good.
59 degrees is not that funny.
It feels good, though.
It does feel good, right?
Yeah.
So what's going on? You have had a busy week.
Yeah, it's been great, though, and thank you for letting me come a little bit later. I just came from a launch event where General Mark Milley, our Army Chief of Staff, was there to talk to us about how the military is learning, is gathering information on how to adapt and change, how to deal with all the new technology that's out there and put it to the advantage in keeping our country safe and keeping our ideals safe. Talked mostly about why people go into the military, what we fight for, why we embrace these ideals. It's part of the culture in our country to value everyone. And it was really a refreshing talk, but also you start thinking about these technologies and how they deal with our representing out into the world. And he talked about the rest of the world doesn't necessarily share the same values or the same rules and laws. So it's a constant, he didn't say the word dance, but that's what it is, a shuffling of back and forth.
And this was a launch Chapel Hill event, like
launch.
The incubator,
so he wanted to come.
Right?
He said he hadn't been to an incubator. His daughter happens to be doing a startup, which is great. And to talking about how incubators are becoming, and startup companies are becoming a thing in our country, and learning a lot from that. He talked about meeting with Elon Musk. He talked about going out to Google. So it's also refreshing to hear that our military is thinking in those terms as well. Mm-hmm. They want to keep up with the pace and be ahead of it. And so he jokingly said he's with a startup that started in 1775.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah.
So this morning at launch, we met for the Downtown Partnership annual meeting, learned about all the things that are going on downtown. We've been really spending some money and energy and investing in our infrastructure downtown with big changes in parking, with the redone of Rosemary Street, with putting the Entrepreneurship Council together, with the ecosystem that we're creating with all the entrepreneurship, with the launch and the collaborative effort that's going on, is starting to get some really great traction, and it's just amazing. And it was hearing a story of a business owner downtown and how the downtown had changed and that there were good things going on now. But being a business owner, you are an entrepreneur as well, was the story, that you have to continuously keep thinking about how to grow and change your business because the world is changing really, really fast.
Yep.
So it was a really good meeting, and we're continuing to put more effort and energy into making our downtown, because I say you've learned that when your downtown is healthy, it shows the health of your community. So we're excited. We also love our other districts out there too, don't get me wrong, but working together with the university, with our business community, with the county, with everyone to make a strong, and our partners with Carver to make a really strong downtown. So
awesome.
That was good. We had the Assembly of Governments this week, where we talked about lots of different items. We had our big council meeting last week, and I know I'm getting questions. We want to talk about affordable housing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge topic, and I know. So I think people would be interested to know that we take affordable housing very seriously in Chapel Hill, and we just passed our 1,000th unit that we are involved with housing. So 1,000 units, we've come up with a strategic plan. We have goals. We have measurable goals. We've got a scorecard that we're going to be putting out, or a dashboard, or whatever you call it. It's going to be coming out February 14th. We have, in this year's budget, have spent over $6 million on affordable housing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a pretty good chunk of our budget, which is, it's 6%, but it's huge. It's bigger. We are, in Chapel Hill, the largest provider of affordable housing, but we don't do it alone. We work with our partners. We work with all of our partners. We have great gatherings and work groups, and we've had a mobile home work group working very, very hard. We have done a survey of all our town properties, of all the available options out there. We're working together. We are going to find a solution, but it's going to be a thoughtful one. It's going to be a comprehensive one. It's going to be one that directly of what these families need. And so I appreciate that people want to send their ideas out. That's great. But we actually have this amazing collaborative effort between the staffs of all these jurisdictions, the housing providers, realtors. We even have a non-affordable housing developer in the group. So we're gonna find answers, and we are, and it's going to be a process that we get through. The council's going to continue meeting about affordable housing as we set the strategic plan forward, and on the discussion is putting a bond referendum out there for affordable housing. Okay. So for the first time ever, we have a strategic plan. We have goals. We're going to be showing the measure of those goals. There's going to be a web page for this rolled out after our February 14th meeting, and I'm excited. I really am. And we couldn't do it without the collaboration of everyone, and that's the way to do it.
And there's a couple of issues in there, which is that we're talking about these families, and when you're referring to these families, we're talking about Lakeview,
not
right?
Just primarily. Lakeview, Aaron.
And a couple of other mobile home parks,
there
are like specific families
yes.
that we're talking
yes.
about who are in jeopardy. So there's that particular issue, and then there's the larger issue of just
yeah.
getting more affordable housing.
And we understand the urgency
general.
Of Lakeview, and we are working on that as well. We understand the timeline, and I'm saying that there is a great collaborative effort of professionals and people who are actually interactive. You've got the Family Success Alliance in there. It's a wonderful group. We're gonna find solutions.
Can I mention the phrase Legion Road
you
and
can?
Ask you if there has been any discussion in Chapel Hill among town leaders about taking some of those 36 acres, 35 acres, 36, 35 ish.
So it's only about 22 developable acres.
Developable
just
acres,
so you know,
right?
This is an RCD.
But
mm-hmm.
taking some of that and turning it into a mobile home park or manufactured housing or tiny homes, especially with the urgency of we need to do
so
something
there,
for Lakeview.
So it is urgency. There are many options out there on the table. I will tell you there's some reasons why that one's not a short-term option, but I will say we want to look at it as a holistic picture, and there are better options than that at the moment because there is actually a 2-year purchase lease on that property for the Legionnaires to stay there for this more period of time. There's lots of different things to consider. And again, we have a work group that's been working on this that is coming back, and they have got some solutions. They have got some ideas. They are going to pull this together, and we're working with the families directly. And so instead of everybody trying to prescribe what we should be doing, we need to do this in a bigger format.
What are the better options besides that?
So we do have other properties to look at. The county's actually looking at the Millhouse property as well. We are working with the school system to make sure we can figure out the school transition part. We understand transit's a huge part of this. On our strategic plan, the property we were looking at next to develop is the Homestead Road property that we have as well. We've got that. We're also looking at different options just besides mobile homes. Each of those families said they have other different kinds of needs, and there are other options, so we don't want to be just singled into mobile homes. Mm-hmm. There are other options, and again, working with each one of those families, understanding that it's a community, understanding the fear factor, the timeline, we can do this.
I do like the idea of like leveraging town-owned property, because one of the issues with this is you've got a
right.
property owner
yes.
who can cancel the
right.
lease, but if it's
right.
town-owned, then...
And so we heard about residential-owned communities as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there are lots of... And there are some good people really, really working on this who know how to handle this, and we're excited. Between the county staff, the town staffs, the housing providers out there... We got this.
Tell me about residential-owned communities. That
yeah.
sounds like a co-op. Is that close?
It kind of is.
Yeah,
so
that sounds really cool.
It is, and that's what we had learned from county staff, too, and I'd heard about it before, where they actually own and maintain, and no one's kicking them off, right? So it's either public purchased and individually leased back out, but we're not kicking anyone off. But they set the guidelines and the rules and how things work out.
All right.
Yeah.
I love it's a lot of... I love that idea. It's a lot of challenging questions. And I think it's worth being aware of and celebrating the fact that the town is the biggest provider of affordable housing. It's also an issue because that means developers are not stepping up the way that we might want
them
to.
I will tell you, some of the money that we spend, that $6.8 million this year, the
yeah.
$700,000 that we're spending to add onto the DHIC, which we celebrated last night.
And Community Home Trust as well, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
and
yeah.
Community Home Trust. Yeah. So it's a relationship. It's a partnership. It's not just the town. It's just that we are the coordinator of a lot of that. We are the funding agent for a lot of that. We leverage our tax dollars when we do work with these other partnerships. We have private developers that contribute to the pot that also do all kinds of things with us as well. So I'm going to put the shout out that we work with anyone trying to create this. It was very interesting hearing from DHIC last night. They came to the meeting. They talked about the world of tax credits has shifted with this new administration, with the economy, and that people are actually walking away from those deals because the interest rates went up on tax credits. The economy with the new tax structure might mean there's less tax credits. credits available overall. And if you can't put the deal together, and it's not just tax credits in the town, it's tax credits, DHIC, some private loans, some other grant monies all pooled together. When all said and done, 149 units over a DHIC is pretty wonderful. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is.
And those buildings are going up. They look
well,
really
well, the one's already done. So,
the one's done,
yeah,
and it looks really
right.
nice.
It
yeah.
does look really nice. DHIC does an amazing job. They really
I saw
do.
It from the road just driving by, and I noticed it for the first time. I was like, that looks gorgeous, yeah. actually. Yeah, yeah, it looks
yeah,
really nice.
Yeah. So looking at those more urban models for mm-hmm. affordable housing so that we can get more people into a space is something that's high on the list as a priority as well. So that was last night. Last night, we also looked at the first pass of the concept plan for Easttown. Mm-hmm. UNC Healthcare is growing in leaps and bounds. They talked about having to locate some of their clinics and patient things away from the main campus. The experience of coming in and out to the main campus to go to a clinic when you're only there for that clinic, not in there in the hospital as an inpatient, you're there as outpatient, is extremely difficult these days with the parking, with the going to and from. So they are diversifying, moving out to, and that will allow them more inpatient places to be on the main campus as well. So Easttown, they have a master plan that was approved many years ago. They are bringing back some kind of modification. We'll figure out what the process is going to be. For the first part of this is for one or two buildings and a parking garage and some surface parking. We've got all of it. We saw a lot of it. They're not quite sure if they're going to build one building of that plan at first or both buildings, and then they think they're going to stage it because then they can keep the materials on site, use them for the base. So that was really good to hear about. We talked about a new parking initiative downtown for people to contribute to a parking fund. Trying to think what else we talked about last night. We had a good time talking last night.
Yeah. It was a long meeting.
Oh.
Talk about the proclamation, our three winners proclamation.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah. We had our three winners proclamation to celebrate the nonprofit that has been formed by the families of the three students that were killed in Chapel Hill. The families put together a nonprofit along with community members that gives scholarships to folks, that does service in the community, and this has been an outgrowth, a three-year timeline of the death of these students. And I just said, what a wonderful way to turn grief into something productive. Mm-hmm. So we're doing proclamations from all three towns, towns being relative, Durham and Raleigh are the bigger cities, and they were there that. Also, we celebrated the Chapel Hill High School varsity soccer team. They were there, won state championship in the 3A division, so that was really cool. Another thing we did that's going to help improve downtown is we sold off a small sliver. We had a 0.14 acres of land. We sold it off to Investors Title because it was the back of their parking lot. They're going to restructure their entire parking lot, adding 75 spaces, and they're going to make that open and available to the public after 6 p.m. and on weekends. So we're going to have highly visible, accessible, still chargeable public parking available at peak times. So
awesome.
We're really, really excited about that.
Very cool. Speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Hemminger, I know we're just scratching the surface of everything that's been going on.
But it's been good.
Yeah,
it's
what else is going on?
So next week we have a work session, and again, we're talking about strategic planning. Then the council has its retreat next weekend where we're going to start our strategic goals for where we're going and get to know each other better. There's a lot of us that are new, and we've been working towards that anyway. And it's a nice time to just be a little less formal and have conversations and see where we align on things and work together towards those goals.
Awesome. Before we let you go, DTH had an article a couple days ago about Dunkin' Donuts requesting permission to, is it an SUP for a drive-through?
It's a modification to their SUP. They already have the SUP for an internal drive-through. So they're working towards that. They build all their buildings apparently the same way with a drive-through window. People are getting confused as they come to that site and come up to this what looks like a drive-through,
but it's
not there.
Yeah.
So it'll go through the boards and commissions. It'll go through the process. And they've been successful in their business so far. People are liking the Dunkin' Donuts there. They also want to change the front so that the bicycle parking's in the front. It's not making much sense for them that it's off the pathway in the back. So there's a couple of changes they're bringing forward.
Does it seem fairly sort of straightforward going through the process, or is there...
I would say that the community has questions about drive-throughs.
Okay.
And so I think it'll be an interesting discussion. It is an internal drive-through, so it's a little different. It's not one in and out in the street. We in our town struggle with drive-throughs because they disrupt walkability, mm-hmm. because you're constantly dodging cars that are coming in and out. So an internal one, to me, is a little different, so I want to hear all the pros and cons and see where we go with that.
Townofchapelhill.org for more information. Mayor Hemminger, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, and thanks for letting me shift a little bit of time. It was a busy day.